Infowars.com/show.
Piercing through the globalist agenda. Welcome to the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
All right, I want to play these young ladies' accounts once again and explain this, because at the end of the day, we cover all kinds of issues. We get really political, and we go into all different kinds of avenues. But you know, most problems that America's faced, it really doesn't matter whether you're left or right or up or down or anything in between. You know, most of us face the same issues. I mean, you've got a class of elites that kind of try to determine our future. But, you know, 90% of Americans basically will face the same thing, no matter what their political ideologies are. And really, with all the different complex issues and stuff that we get into here, there's actually simple solutions for the biggest issues that we all face. And so I've probably played a couple dozen videos similar to this, and it's obviously gotten a lot worse since 2021 when Biden got into the White House with the economic stuff. But it's not like that's a new phenomenon. People have been struggling, but I think it has reached kind of a new height with the most recent inflation. And so when I see videos like this, I play videos like this, it's kind of the bring it home moment where we should all be able to unify and say, yeah, this is not how life in America should be. This is not the struggle that an American should go through. And there's simple things we can do to change that. Simple things. So let's once again go to these young ladies that are really getting hit, because it's not just the economic stress. It's not just the financial stress. It's just that the financial stress and the economic stress is what leads to the realization that we're being raped politically, we're being raped by our government, and we're being forced like slaves to work for foreign countries, foreign interests, and political agendas. Americans have made it through financial hardships many different times in this country's history. But when you realize that your financial hardships are caused because you've been sold out by your politicians, it makes it that much worse. Now it's become an abuse factor. And so, again, here's the account from these two young ladies kind of having that realization in an emotional response and sharing that story with the internet.
I feel like only in America can you need medical assistance that you can't afford to get. And in order to get government help, you have to make under a certain amount. So if you're someone who's like makes $60,000 a year, you don't qualify for any help, but you can't actually afford to get your child the services that they need. But if I quit my job and I go work for McDonald's, I can live off the government and then she can have the help that she needs. Make it make sense. Make it make sense.
Does anyone else just work their ass off for like the last 3 or 4 years for like a college degree, and now you have a job that when you can't pay any of your bills and you can't live in the house that you imagine, and you just feel lied to because you thought that if you just went to college and got a degree, you'd be able to afford a house and like things that make you happy, but yet you're still barely can afford groceries or clothes or literally anything that makes you happy at all, and you had to spend the whole entire weekend in your bed because you literally don't have any money to go do anything other, like if you buy food you just can't have an entertainment budget. So I'm just wondering if anyone else is dealing with something like this. Or
well, it's not just you, it's millions of Americans. It might even now be the majority of Americans. And as soon as Biden took office and Democrat policies started flowing out from Washington, D.C., the amount of Americans living paycheck to paycheck eclipsed 50%. And it even came out that the majority of Americans don't even have $1,000 in savings for an emergency. This all happened a year after Biden got into the White House. It's all policies that come from D.C. Now, this isn't to lay the blame on Joe Biden. It's just to use that as an example, that it's policy that does this. Now, can you imagine, whether it's, if I'm speaking to those girls, and I don't know their politics, quite frankly, I don't care, because it doesn't make a difference. But can you imagine, you listening to this, if you didn't pay 30%, maybe closer to 40%, maybe 50%, depending on where you live, but let's just say for sake of this conversation, can you imagine if you didn't pay 30% of the money that you make to the government via taxes? And it is 30%. It is 30%. You get taxed when you make money, so you get taxed when you work. You get taxed when you spend money. You get taxed when you own property. You get taxed. Imagine if you had 30% more money. Do you think some of that financial stress might be relieved? Now, you might not be rich, but you might be able to afford your kids' medical bills. You might be able to afford to go out to a nice dinner on a Friday night or go to a concert on Saturday, go with some friends. Just 30% of the government not taxing you. Then there's the issue of inflation, which is another means of government tax. So when your government creates policies that raise the price of goods and services and energy, now you're talking, you're paying another 20% in inflation. So add it all up, you're basically looking at, just from the result of policy, half of your money going down the drain just because of bad policy, bad tax policy, bad energy and economic policy. Now, that's not to say that every American could be living like a king, but I mean, holy hell, you wouldn't have to fill your apartment buildings with illegal immigrants from Haiti, because Americans would be able to afford it. But we pay 20% in inflation since Biden took office, and it doesn't matter who's in office. I mean, it was less when it was Trump, but you're still paying 30% of your money to the government in taxes. So yeah, you're getting bent over, and they are reaching into your wallet and taking your money. And then when you go to spend money, it all costs more. So it's really simple. When you are struggling, like a lot of Americans are, and then you look at your government that gives $200 billion to Ukraine in a three-year span, has given $13 billion to Haiti, and then there's a Haitian down the street cooking a goose that he chopped up at the park. Yeah, you realize something ain't right here. Something terrible has happened here. Why am I struggling like this? So here's the realization. Americans have to unify and realize that our government has sold us out. Our government has stole our money and is giving it to foreign interests, foreign wars, and non-citizens. And the day we unify and have this great realization that we don't have to live like serfs, we don't have to live like peasants. We don't need our government. We don't need these wars. If you could just cut the taxes down to like 5-10%, your life would improve so much, because you'd still have so much more of your money. If you had better policy that would bring inflation back down, you'd have another extra 5-10% of the money in your pocket. It's really that simple. It's really that simple.
second fastest growing industry in America over the last few decades. AI's now outstripped it. And that's because people continue to learn how amazing the compounds are that Mother Nature gives us. Now, ladies and gentlemen, not all supplements are created equal. InfoWars MD line, more than 15 products, are all the very best you're going to find at extremely low prices. Take our CBD oil, gummies, and 1,000 milligram tincture. We private label from a top company. They sell it retail for double what we sell it for. Does that give you an idea how amazing these products are and how low the prices are? Just get InfoWars MD CBD. Test it out. See how great it is. And then I know you're going to want the other products like our ashwagandha, like our super green food, like our 95% curcuminoid, turmeric 95. They're all available under the InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. This keeps us on air. Plus, these are game-changing products. Get yours today.
I'm a humble person, and I want to say that I'm just a man. But I'm not just a man. Just like you. No matter what color you are, whether you're a man or a woman, you were made by the creator of the universe, who had a plan for you, who has a destiny for you. And that's why the system hates you and fears you, and that's why they hate me. It's because the spirit I carry is one of justice and truth and courage and honor and will and love. My friends, the enemy's coming after me, not because I'm a loser, but because I'm a winner. They're coming after you, not because you're a bad person, because you're a good person, because you love God and God loves you. And so I signed up for this. I signed up for this fight. And I'm not a victim. I'm an overcomer. But I can't fight this fight without you. That's why I want you to always remember that I appreciate you and I thank you, because InfoWars is your fight. InfoWars is your baby. It's the thing you built. We did this together. So God bless you all. Let's keep fighting.
An InfoWars fan favorite is now back in stock after over a year of not being available. It is the vitamin C and zinc with rose hips. Now, this is a copy of Linus Pauling, who won the Nobel Prize for his findings on vitamin C's formula. It is 1,000 milligrams of organic vitamin C with zinc to take it into the cells, and rose hips, he believed that supercharged it. This formula is amazing. We've not had it for over 12 months, and now it's available back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. It is simply incredible. What it does for your whole body, your immune system, is next level. So whether you're in super good health or not in good health, everybody benefits from this formula. It's back in stock, discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin C and zinc with rose hips at InfoWarsStore.com. And it funds the operation. So that's a win-win. Get your vitamin C with zinc, the Linus Pauling formula, at InfoWarsStore.com.
Folks, Nerve Renew is in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and this supplement is amazing for a number of different reasons. First of all, we know that prescription opioids and pain relievers end up making us feel groggy, cloudy of mind, and frankly, addicted after time. But with Nerve Renew, we have key natural ingredients. It's a nerve support formula designed specifically for peripheral neuropathy and nerve pain relief. So if you need help relieving your aches and pains and inflammation, and maybe even some nerve damage that you have from an injury or just working with your hands for years and years, Nerve Renew is the way to go. So by visiting InfoWarsStore.com and getting Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top of the website, not only are you investing in your own health, relieving your own pain in a natural, healthy, and safe way, but you're keeping InfoWars on the air. We know that InfoWars is under attack. Alex Jones is under attack. Freedom of speech is under attack. But you can fight to keep InfoWars on the air. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top.
InfoWars.com/show.
Citizen who's sick and tired of the parasitic political class in Washington that sucks our country of its blood and treasure, November 5th will be your liberation day. November 5th this year will be the most important day in the history of our country, because we're not going to have a country anymore if we don't win.
That's it from Donald Trump. That's the message. I want him to follow through. God bless him if he does. But that's it. I mean, that's really everything. And there's all kinds of issues. There's all kinds of angles. But at the end of the day, that's what should be unifying us. That's what should be the common sense understanding. And it used to be. And I mean, I don't mean to go off on a jag here, but it's just like, to kind of step back and think about it, isn't it absolutely insane? And I've gone out and done man on the streets and I've witnessed this, but I mean, what is it? What is the psychological phenomenon of people now that just love the government? Just look at what's developed in the Democrat Party in the last 72 hours. Dick Cheney is now endorsing Kamala Harris and the Democrats are celebrating it? What is that? That's a psychological phenomenon that is just straight up brainwashing. I mean, if you want to get like otherworldly conspiratorial, it's like, are these actual NPCs? Are these like alien like avatars? I mean, how do you even explain that? How do you even explain Democrats going from calling Dick Cheney the number one war criminal, and I mean, he was the old guy they called Hitler, and now they're celebrating his endorsement? Hey, we'll trade you Dick Cheney and George Bush for Tulsi Gabbard and RFK Jr. Okay. Wow. So it's just like, what is wrong with them? But getting back to the point, that's what I'm saying. There's a parasitic class in Washington, D.C. Our Congress has been the source of corruption. Washington, D.C., political power, the source of corruption, the source of war, the source of death, the source of money theft and taxation and everything else, and bribery and blackmail. And Donald Trump comes out and says it as a presidential candidate and fights it. And the whole corrupt deep state comes after him. And these Democrats, he's a racist. He's a womanizer. What the hell is wrong with you? What has been broken in your brain? Or again, it's like from a straight psychological perspective, what has been broken in your brain or your soul? Is there a chemical thing going on here with what you eat or drink or consume or a pharmaceutical product? Or if I'm getting just otherworldly conspiratorial, are you even human? I'm just wondering, are you even human at this point? It's like there's that scene in the first recent remake of the Alien series. I forget, it's got Charlize Theron in it. Oh my gosh, what is the name? Oh, Prometheus. It's like in Prometheus, when the captain of the ship and the executive are sitting there, and the captain of the ship is talking about music, and the executive like doesn't even care, doesn't even know anything about music, and the guy's like, are you a robot? It's like, that's what it's like with these people. Like, are you even human? Again, I'm not saying we got to see eye to eye on everything. Believe me, I don't mind people that disagree. I actually like it. I like a diversity in thought. But there's things that is just like basic common sense right in front of your face. And these modern day liberal Democrats don't even have it. And it's like, hey, are you human? Hey, do you have a soul? Hey, are you an NPC? Hey, what's wrong with you? So, I mean, again, 10 years ago, 20 years ago, is this from the new one? Is this from Romulus? This has to be from the new one. I don't recognize that scene from any of the others. That's got to be from Romulus, 100%. I haven't seen it yet. Crew's distracting me. So, that's what I'm saying. 10 years ago, 20 years ago. I mean, really, that's why the liberals liked Obama, or that's why a lot of people liked Obama, I have a lot of friends that voted for Obama. They voted for Trump. But that's why a lot of people voted for Obama, because they looked at George Bush and Dick Cheney as war criminals, and they looked at politics as extremely corrupt, and Obama was like the anti-DC parasite, anti-war, anti-war criminals. He was calling them out. That was the main thrust of what led people in the middle and liberals to get Obama past Hillary Clinton. He was viewed as the anti-establishment, anti-war candidate. Now, of course, none of that ended up panning out, and maybe he had good intentions and got blackmailed, or I don't know. It doesn't matter. The point is, 10 years ago, 20 years ago, you could talk to the American from the left or from the right. Hell, if you go back even further, the left was so anti-establishment. They hated the FBI. They hated the CIA. They were actually like peaceniks, like peacenik hippies. And so it's like, what has happened here? What has gone on here? Now, I understand what the corrupt media is doing to Donald Trump. I understand what the corrupt deep state is doing to Donald Trump. It couldn't be more obvious than getting hit by a Mack truck. But okay, maybe you don't understand that. Yeah, that's the scene I was talking about. But how do you not get it when Donald Trump comes out and says there's a parasitic class of people in D.C. that are robbing your future, stealing your money, selling your country out, and we need to get rid of it? He's saying that as a former president. He's saying that as the leading presidential candidate on his campaign trail, and you still don't get it? Doesn't matter. He gets shot at. Doesn't matter. They have him up in court every other week. Doesn't matter. The mainstream media attacks him for 8 straight years. The deep state attacks him for 8 straight years. And you still don't get it? So now they'll lie. And that's maybe there's still a human soul there that they just can't quite reach. It's just somehow been untethered from the brainwashing and the poison in the food and the water and everything else. It's like there was a human soul there, but it's like been untethered. It's like they try to reach. Because I would go out and I would ask them, and I'd do like gotcha questions. These have all been erased off YouTube. And they'd be like, hey, I would go to Democrat events. And I'd be like, hey, do you like the government? I'm like, no, I don't like the government. I'm like, yeah, do you want smaller government? Yeah, definitely. I'm like, do you think the FBI is corrupt? Oh, definitely. And then I'd be like, oh, okay, so do you like Donald Trump? And then there would be like a click in their head where they'd be like, oh, he just got me. Where they'd realize it. They'd be like, oh yeah, wait a second. If I hate Trump, then I have to like the government and I have to like the FBI and I have to like the mainstream media. And they have that click and then they turn off and they walk away. So how do you explain that phenomenon? What is that? I mean, you could use the buy-in to the COVID vaccine and the masks as like kind of another just anecdotal example, but it's much bigger than that. It's like, oh yeah, the mainstream media is corrupt. Oh, okay. Oh yeah, the FBI is very corrupt. Oh yeah, the government's very corrupt. Yeah, yeah, not good stuff. I'm like, hey, you know, that's what Donald Trump says. Oh yeah, but Trump is bad. I mean, Trump's the bad guy, you know. Oh. What? But see, they have that realization. And then they just go into the denial phase. They just go into the denial phase that they can't deny. They have to deny they've been fooled. They can't accept they've been fooled. They can't accept that they've been tricked. They can't accept they've been deceived. And so they just go in all in and just double down and triple down. So it's like, yeah, I could sit here and nitpick about Donald Trump. We have a parasitic class in Washington, D.C. that has stolen my future, that has stolen my money, that has sold out my lineage, sold out what my family has done to get me here. And they're selling me out in D.C. And I got Donald Trump on the campaign trail saying it. You're damn right I want him in the White House, and I think you're an idiot if you don't.
Turmeric has been used as a medicine for thousands of years to treat digestive disorders, respiratory problems, arthritis, and depression. It has strong anti-cancer, anti-diabetic, antimicrobial, and antioxidant properties, and is one of the most effective anti-inflammatory medications available. The powerful Bodies formula at InfoWarsStore.com includes 95% curcuminoids, Boswellia serrata extract, organic sage leaf, organic lemon balm leaf, organic thyme leaf, and piperine from black pepper. Bodies is arguably the best turmeric formula available. Get it now. Support free speech and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com.
Finally, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is